In today's shiur, we're going to explore one line in the Mishnah, which the Gemara and the Rishonim learn many diverse halachas from the one line. Maybe we'll be zeich to see the beauty of the Lashon of Chazal, how all these halachas, which are seemingly diverse, all fill into this one line in the Mishnah. The Mishnah says in the beginning of Afal Pi, the fifth parak, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Imrotza, Koisev Lubsula Shtar Shal Masayim, Vihi Koisevas, His Kavalti Mchamona. Although the Chi of Ksuva is 200, however, the Baal can write a Shtar Ksuva of 200, and if the Isha writes a counter Shtar that she, as if, Ki'ilu, she was Makabal, she already received the hundred zuz, so it's okay, and the chiyuv will only be 100. The same thing. That's on the chiyuv of a psula, which is 200. The same is true of almona mona. He can write a shtar almona. The hikar service is kabaltim chachamishim zuz. He writes the original shtar to the almona as he should for 100, and she writes a receipt for 50, and then the chiyuv will remain only 50. That's Shitas Rabbi Yehuda. But we're going to discuss today Shitas Rabbi Meir. Reb Meir Omer, Kol ha-poiches l'psulam imasayim ul'almona mona ha-reizu bilas dus. Anyone who manages to make a ksuva for a psula less than masayim or almona mona, seemingly even with this receipt, or however it may be, if the ksuva of a psula is less than masayim or almona mona, ha-reizu bilas dus. It's as if they're not married, it's as if it's a bilas dus. That's the halacha of Reb Meir. So the Mishnah here, on the surface, would seem to say that Reb Meir argues on Reb Yehuda and says that it doesn't help if the woman writes I receive. This Gemara is brought earlier. The Mishnah is brought earlier in the Gemara in Daf Nun Aleph. There, the Mishnah says as follows: Loi kosev lo ksuva, psula goyver masayim v'almona mona. The sinning pshat in the Mishnah would be, if he didn't write her a ksuva at all, he married a woman and either accidentally or purposefully he did not write a ksuva. Psula gave him a sign, v'almona mona, mipnei shehu tznai bezdin. The simple reading of the Mishnah would be that bezdin was mechayev, that a person must be chayev a ksuva. So therefore, even though a ksuva is something that a person makes himself liable for, even if he didn't make himself liable, still he's liable because it's a tnai bezdin. That's how we read the Mishnah simply. However, the Gemara says, "Money, who's our Mishnah? This halacha, loy kosev laksuva, psula goyva masayim, v'amona mona, which seemingly says that although he did not write her ksuva, still she's goyva the masayim. Money, who is this? Reb Meir. The Omer Kol HaPoiches L'Psula Mimasayim U'Almona Mona HaReizu Bilasnus. This is Reb Meir that says Kol HaPoiches L'Psula Mimasayim, what we read before. Kol HaPoiches L'Psula U'Almona Mona HaReizu Bilasnus. The Reb Yehuda, if it's Reb Yehuda HaOmer Rotza Koisev L'Psula Shtar Shal Masayim V'Hi Koisev V'Hi Kabalti M'Chol Mona. Reb Yehuda says that there is a possibility for her not to write a ksuva. He writes the ksuva for Masayim and she writes a receipt for Mona. And this says the Gemara is in contradiction with the Mishnah. It seems obvious that there's not a direct contradiction, which the Gemara says in the end, that there's a difference. Rav Yehuda says only if she writes a receipt, but if he'll without the receipt, will just write for a psula, a ksuva of mana, it won't be good. However, at this point, the Gemara considered that it's a contradiction to Rav Yehuda, and therefore this Mishnah has to be Reb Meir. So now we're going to investigate actually what the pshat is of Reb Meir and how it relates to this Mishnah and Daf Nun Aleph. The Gemara for later on Daf Nun Vav explains the machlokes Reb Yehuda and Reb Meir. As we said, as it reads in the Mishnah, it says Reb Yehuda says that she can write a receipt, and Reb Meir says she can't. Says the Gemara and Daf Nun Zayin that the machlokes between Reb Meir and Reb Yehuda is something else entirely. it's talking about where the Baal made a tznai with Isha. In the Kedushin itself, there was a stipulation that she will accept to be married without a ksuva. That's the case where there was a stipulation, a tnai, like the Gemara says, a tnai b'nei God b'nei Reuben, said I read Mikdash Asli, Amanash, She'en Mach Ksuva. And the Gemara says that the machlokes between Reb Meir and Reb Yehuda is as follows. Reb Meir holds that Masna Amasha Kosev B'Torah, it's no bottle. If a person makes a tnai, that through the tnai he contradicts something that he manages to exempt himself from a din of the Torah through the Tanai is bottle. So therefore, even though the Tanai was a Bnei God of Bnei Reuven, seemingly we should say that either she shouldn't be Mekudeshes, or she should be Mekudeshes and there should be no Chiluv Ksuva. However, since we say that Masa Mashikosu Batorah Tanai is bottle, therefore the Tanai is bottle and she remains Mechuyev Ksuva. The Gemara says that Reb Meir, why does he hold that? Because he holds that Ksuva is Doraisa. A Ksuva is Doraisa. The Chi of Ksuva is a Din Torah, and therefore, someone who makes a stipulation to become part of the Ksuva remains a Masna on Mashakos of the Torah. He made it tonight against what it says in the Torah. And therefore, it's Torah both. Rav Yehuda holds that it's a Drabonon, and it's a Dovish of a moment, and therefore, it's Rokai. And the Meila, if he said, Harei Mekudeshesli, Amanas, She'en Lachalai Ksuva, that Harei Lachalai Ksuva, you said that he made a Kedushin, Amanas, that she should not be Mechuyev Ksuva, so according to Yehuda, since it's a Dovish of a moment, it's a monetary, something monetary, therefore, it's not Kayim, and he's not Mechuyev Ksuva. So now we have a different reading of the Mishnah, that the Mishnah that says that Rav Meir says Kol Apoichus L'Psulim Masayim. What does it mean Kol Apoichus? Not just that he wrote a ksuva, he didn't write her a ksuva, he wrote her less. Even if he managed to make her less through a tnai. Even though the stipulation was in the kedushin that there should be no ksuva, still it's bilos abiyosus. Now we go back to the Gemara and Daf Nun Aleph, which there it says Loi Kasev Laksula Psula Goyva Masayim Valmona Monam Pnei Shu Tanai Besdin, which the simple reading was he didn't write a ksuva altogether, and the Gemara says Mani Reb Meir. This goes according to Reb Meir, but we just saw that the Gemara says Reb Meir, the halacha of Reb Meir is where he made a tanai, and then the tanai is bottle. So Tosfos says as follows. Tosfos says that the Gemara says further, what does it mean? What does it mean that Tanoa bottle? Tanoa bottle means that she has a ksuva. She has a ksuva. And still, it's Bilas Nus. Why is it Bilas Nus? If she has a ksuva, we understand the idea of Bilas Nus is that if there is no ksuva, so there's something missing here in the marriage, which we'll explain further, and therefore the Chazal considered it as if it was living with her is like living with a woman who he's not married to. So the words of Reb Meir called Parichas L'Psula means that he tried to be Parichas from L'Psula, and here there's another halacha. Here's a halach in the Mishnah that says, Loi kasev laksuva, psula gevim masayim, that she has the ksuva. So let's see Tosfos to understand how these halachas come together. So Tosfos says like this. The perek afal pi diek, from the words of Reb Meir, kol ha-perekes afil b'tnai, even the tnai, al masover the tnoa bottle. Therefore, that we see the tnoa bottle. The isla, and she has. The kivan, the amad the last law, since he said that she doesn't have, even though well, she thinks she doesn't have, because she doesn't know the halacha. Why some chadaita, vavim bilas bilas nus? Because it's not enough that she actually has a ksuva. She has to feel safe. Like the Gemara is going to say later, that with the Masagin ksuva, shaloi te kalabayin av loitzia. The reason why we make ksuva is, that the Baal shouldn't just on one day divorce her without a reason. If he's going to have to pay money, he'll think twice. And therefore, if there is no ksuba, if she doesn't know that she has a ksuba, so she feels like maybe he'll divorce her at any point, and never tzloi some chadaita. Upirish ribon, the b'chol mokam the isla, but eino isha v'tucha boy, the loy some chadaita, tiknu chacham m'she b'nuas ha'b'nusnus, even where she has a ksuba, and she doesn't know, she's not sure that she has a ksuba, so then it's bilsmuk. Abel im hoyotno kayom, keeping the less law, and bilos abilosnus. So Rivon wanted to say the opposite, that if she knew she didn't have a ksuva, then it wouldn't be a bilosnus. And then the Tosi asked later, because she'll read, the Beperek HaChoyvel Mashma, dafilo hecha de less law, havilo mer bilosnus. Mishum shaloi teikal ben of loitzia. So let's see the Gemara in Bava Kamma. The Gemara in Bava Kamma starts with ha'eved va'isha p'kiosen ra. If an eved or an isha, a married woman, who are mazik, so it's p'kios and ra. What does it mean p'kios and ra? It means that if you're mazik them, you have to pay. But if they're mazik you, they don't have to pay. Chachoyvo v'hen chayev, v'hem shchavochem p'turim. So Gemara says, why is it? Because she doesn't have money. The woman doesn't have money, ma'a she can't see she can't so buy her, and she doesn't have any money, she won't be able to pay. So the Gemara asks, v'tazvin tzuvosa b'toy v'sano, v'titenle. She does have some money, even though all the money that she earns goes to the husband. However, she has a ksuva, and she could sell her ksuva to somebody else and take that money and pay. What's the idea? The idea of selling the ksuva is we're selling the future of the ksuva. Ksuva sometimes, if the husband dies or divorces her, he'll have to pay the ksuva. If she dies first, the husband doesn't have to pay the ksuva. So someone will buy it. Will buy the shtar on the tzad that the husband will divorce her or die, and then he'll be able to be good. So obviously he pays less than the face value, but he's willing to take the risk. He's investing on the tzad that there'll be a tashim ksuva. Says the Gemara, Hamani Reb Meir hi, Damar Osalei LaAdam Sheyishes Ishtar Afilu Shalaches Boloi Ksuva. This is Reb Meir that says that a person may not keep his wife, even for 1 minute without a tzuba. The time of man, kadesh lo teikal ve'enev lo tzia. Now, where did Rameir tell us this? Also lo adam, this is a quote from Rameir. Also lo adam shishas ishtai fur shachas v'lo tzuba. This quote on Daphnon Zion says that also we learn from the Mishnah. From our Mishnah, from the same words that Rameir said, kol perchis lo tzul men masayim o amonim en mona, harezi bilos nus. We also learned that Aser Loil Adam Shisha Sishta Fil Shachz Bulay Ksuba. That no matter what, even when she had a ksuba, and now the reason she doesn't have it has nothing to do with the husband. She went on her own right, and she went and sold it to somebody else. Still, the husband's going to have to write a new ksuba in such a case, because a man may not live with a wife without a ksuba, even if he wrote her a ksuba. So what do we see so far? We saw one halacha. But Reb Meir says that if he made a tnai with the isha, and therefore, which would be mevatel the ksuva, we say the tnai is batel. Why is the tnai batel? So the Gemara says that's what it says in the words. It's batel because masa mashu masu v'tayra. Where? How do we know Reb Meir said this? Because he says kol apoches lepsulim masam amona mona, and we translate that kol apoches afilu b'tnai. So that's one halacha. We learn now another halacha that harezu bilas nus, that after it doesn't work, still it's bilas bilas nus. That means if somebody went and made this tnai and it doesn't work, still it's bilas bilas nus. Why? Because she's not sure that she has a ksuva. So besides the halacha telling me that it doesn't work, it also tells me that if you make such a tnai, you can't live with a woman because she's not sure that she has a ksuva, and therefore it doesn't work. We learn another halacha, which we just saw in the Gemara of Bava Kamma, that even where he wrote her a ksuva, and it was actually hers, and she knows that she doesn't have the ksuva because she sold it, still, it's a reza bilos nus. So there's a new halacha. It's a halacha that any woman who doesn't have a ksuva, we can't live with her because it's a bilos nus. Where do we learn that from? From Kol HaPachas L'Psuvah Mimasayim Amon Amon HaReza Bilos Nus, also the same halacha. So, besides everything else, one thing is one difficulty which is clear is that if we're saying that even if he actually was not matzliach, whether he was matzliach or whether he wasn't matzliach, to be poiches the psula from masam amar amaritz are bilaslus. That means even if it's no bottle, even if we say that what he tried to do didn't work, still, since she thinks she doesn't have a psula, it's a raise of bilaslus. If so, how do we actually know that Rav Meir held that it didn't work? In other words, we have one line of Rav Meir. Now we have a very nice translation of this line. The translation is, if he tried to be poiches to the psula mimasayim, or the amon amona, and it didn't work, but she didn't know that it didn't work, harezu bilasnus. So where then again are we going to see in the words of Rav Meir a different halacha? Called poiches to the psula mimasayim amon amona, then it doesn't work. How do you know? Just because he said harezu bilasnus, he didn't say it doesn't work. He just said that harezu bilasnus, and that is whether it works or whether it doesn't work. So how do we deduce from the words of Rav Meir that it doesn't work? So Tosfos, the Tosfos that we read a little further, says that there was a diyuk in the Mishnah. It says kol apoiches, it could be from the lashon kol apoiches, there was an extra word, or because it says kol, either because it says kol or either because it says poiches, this lashon of kol or poiches are both mashma whether it works or whether it doesn't work. So we have a diyuk, but however. So we know that it says that, but why wouldn't it suffice to say what halacha? How can we be sure in the words of Kol Apoiches Lepsulim Masayim Amona Renim Erezu Bilasnus? To wrap this up in a sikkum, even if we without going through all the complications of the sugya, we Lemaisa. In the end of the day, the Gemara in Nun Aleph, and the Gemara in Nun Zayin, and the Gemara in Bava Kamma learn four halachas from this line of Rav Meir. Four diverse halachas. One halacha is the halacha that we learn in Bava Kamma. A man may not have a woman without a ksuva. No matter what. She lost her ksuva. The Gemara says, later the Gemara says that if she lost her ksuva, then he has to write her a new ksuba. It says, "Ir ksuba shtar ksuvasa." She has to pay zudu vermer. The amulah call a person of psul masayim a few bitna. That's why I bought to call a bin snus mishum dolei sam chadaita. If she lost the ksuba, he also has to write her a new ksuba because she has to be sure. But if she doesn't have a ksuba, honestly, doesn't have a ksuba, call a person of psul masayim on a mother. That we learned the gemara learns above a kama. Any woman, if whatever it is, doesn't have a ksuba because she was meichelit or because she sold it. That's bilasnus. That's halacha one. Right. Halacha two is that what it says in the Mishnah and Daf Nun Aleph that and the Mishmayos that means that if a person on his own tries to make less, without a tzna even. He tries to make super less, because the Gemara held, at this point, that Rabbi Yehuda will hold that it doesn't make a difference whether he wrote or didn't write, so therefore, like Rashi says later, if he wrote her a ksuva of less, it will take on that she was meichel, Rashi says, and definitely now from the base. But there's a basic halacha, without the halacha of Masamash Chesuva Torah, that if a person writes a ksuva which is less than the set amount, it's not chal. It's mizim mischayev. That's halacha number two. Halacha number three is renu halacha, masa mashkas batara. That let's say he made a tnai. A tnai seemingly should work, right? Because he said, either be mekudeshes, or be mekudeshes amnas that I don't have a ksuva. And on the tnai, the Gemara says, no, masa mashkas batara. Throw a bottle. And it also says in the words of Kol HaPoiches, from Kol HaPoiches, someone who tried to be Poiches, the Ksuba, it doesn't work. And then we have Halacha 4, which we saw there, we saw Tosfos brought it from the Gemara later on the involvement base, that Kol HaPoiches, even if it didn't work, still, still, it's a biras nus because she's loy samcha daita. That means that not only does a woman have to have a ksuva, she has to know she has a ksuva. If she doesn't know she has a ksuva, then it's biras nus. All those four halachas we learn from this one line of Rabbi Meir of Kol HaPoiches, L'Psulam Imana, L'Psulam Imasayim, V'Amana Mona HaRezi Bilas Nus. We have these four, break it down. We have two halachas in Bilas Nus, in the part of Bilas Nus. That means whether she doesn't have, actually, it's a Bilas Nus, or whether she does have and she thinks she doesn't have, that's a Bilas Nus. We have two halachas in being able to be mevatel the ksuva. One is on his own. If he writes, if he's not maschayev a ksuva, he's chayev anyway. Number two is that if he tries with a tnai and she was masking and he made a tnai, also won't be mevatel the ksuva. Now, just one other point in the Mishnah, in the reading of the Mishnah on Daf and Aleph. The simple reading is as follows. We read, Loikosav laksuva, suva goyva masayim, v'almona mona, v'kmei shahu t'nai bezdin. So in the simple reading, we would say, the reason why she has a ksuva is because chazal masakin, it's a t'nai bezdin, that she should have a ksuva, whether he wrote a ksuva or not. According to the Gemara's pshat, the reason why she has a ksuva is Homani Reb Meir that holds Masa Masha Kosova Torah, Tznai Bottle. Like Tosa says, that we're learning the Mishnah that it's speaking about where he made a Tznai and the Tznai is Bottle. So if so, what does it have to do with Shehu Tznai Bezdin? The reason why she has a Ksuva is because Masa Masha Kosova Torah, Tznai Bottle. Not because it's Tznai Bezdin. It's Mashma in the Mishnah that the reason she has a Ksuva is because of Tznai Bezdin. Like other things, Tznai Bezdin are things that Bezdin will Masakin Bachiyuv. And whether the person was mischayev or not, whether he himself made himself liable or not, still it's chayev. So that would be true. That would fit with the simple reading of the Mishnah, where he didn't write a ksuva altogether. However, according to Taisus that learns that when the Gemara said Amani Reb Meir, we understood that this Mishnah is also talking about where he made a tnai, and it's masa masha kosev a Torah to no bottle. So therefore, the reason why loy kosev a ksuva psulah masal mona mona is not because it's a tnai bezdin; it's because masa masha kosev a Torah to no bottle. So these words shu tnai bezdin seem to be redundant. Another thing that we really have to see on the in the Gemara here before in Daf and Aleph is that the Gemara says that this Mishnah, so the Gemara says money Reb Meir, that's Reb Meir. Why? Because Reb Yehuda is chaylik. Reb Yehuda who says that Reb Yehuda doesn't hold. Holds that a person could make the ksuva less. Which is the Rav Yehuda? Rav Yehuda of our Mishnah. What does Rav Yehuda say? Rav Yehuda says in the Mishnah, Rav Yehuda Omer, Im Rotsa Kaisav L'Psul Eshkayav Shal Masayim, V'hi Kaisav Eshiz Kabalti Mim Chamona. Which is the Maskar. Seemingly, it's clear that Rav Yehuda holds the only way that a person can actually write a ksuva for less is with this idea of writing a full ksuva and writing a receipt. So why do we think, why do we ever have a mina that this, when it says loy kosev laksuva, we didn't write a ksuva altogether, if Rabbi Yehuda went to the tircha of telling us that you have to write a ksuva and write a shaver, so seemingly it's clear that where do we see anything in Rabbi Yehuda where we're the least to believe that Rabbi Yehuda actually holds that you could be parches the ksuva without being remayat the ksuva? Okay, so again, we see many different chidushim in Rabbi Meir, like we said, two in the chiyuv ksuva and two in the chiyuv bilas nus, and we'd like to see now where that all fits into Rabbi Meir, and if we could, where that fits into what the Mishnah says, mipnei shehu tnai bezdin. And one of the reasons I chose to speak about this today is, besides the Pshat in the Mishnah, the Pshat in the Divrei Chazal, but someone who, as we're learning through Masechet Ksuvos, someone who besides learning the Gemara Halachos, takes an extra eye to look out at all the whole framework and the infrastructure that Chazal created for for the marriage, all the chiyuvim that the Baal's chayv to the Isha, and the Isha's chayv to the Baal. And if we see that, if after we learn through all of them, if we keep our eyes open, we'll be able to see how all of them were built to, they were built in to build a special relationship in the marriage. It wasn't just mere financial responsibilities, but it was something that all the tnoi ksuva together were all built together to build a certain relationship, a special relationship that would be lasting and special. And this is one point. This point of kol ha'poizel l'psula is one of the points of all the many points together of the ksuba, which all were built, they weren't just contractual obligations, but there were contractual obligations which Chazal made in order that the marriage should take the form which Chazal wanted. Like we said before, we brought down before, Reb Meir holds that ksuba is d'oraisa. That's the mechiyuv of ksuba is d'oraisa. What is the mechiyuv of ksuba d'oraisa? The Gemara learns the shear of tzuba that Absula gets 200 from the Chamishim Kesef, which is called Meir Absulas. In the times even before Matan Torah, right, there was a value placed on being married to Isha Absula. It was called Meir Absulas, and when a woman was married. She had a schus to this money. She gave her marriage. She gave her being married to Psula had a value. The only thing is that she wasn't gave it right away, right? As long as she was married, everything belonged to the husband. This money of Psula's, which would have gone to the father if the father had sold her earlier or married her off. Now it goes to her, but when does it go to her? The misav gerushin means that the etzem she's zoche, and there's a din of ksuba that we place the value on kedusha psula. That's ksuba in the deraisa deko outlook. However, Chazal took this ksuba and transformed it into something else altogether. We see later the Gemara says in the end of the eighth parak, the Chazal went even further. Shimon ben Shetach was misaken that a person, all persons' assets have to be meshubed to the ksuba. So the Gemara goes through. It's a Gemara in Pei Beis Mabez. Anyone can see it inside. That said that they were misaken the ksuba that the Baal shouldn't divorce her easily, but they put the money on the side. So if they put the money on the side, it was easier for him to divorce her. And therefore, they said, "Don't put the money on the side. Make it a shibun. Kol mechasim yarevim l'ksuv." We see that the Chazal took the ksuva, which was a chiyuv, and transformed it into something to stabilize the marriage. It stabilized it in two ways. In other words, since the woman could always have a fear. It says in the Torah, according to Midaraisa, a man can be Megarish Ishta Bal Korcha. And therefore, the woman could always fear that she's not 100% with her husband. He could divorce her at any time. Therefore, we took this chiyuv ksuva, and we said, and we made it to effect that Shalote Kalabain of Vaitzia. We didn't want that it should be easy for him to divorce her, because, not just because we didn't want divorces, but even when they're living together, we didn't want her to feel that she could be easily divorced. Because if we feel she's easily divorced, then that's what the Chazal calls, it's ke'ilu bilas nus. She's not secure in the marriage. So therefore, there was a ksuba d'oraisa, which was the chiyuv. And the tnai bezdin was to transform this ksuba into the words of Reb Meir. And what's the words of Reb Meir? Kol ha'poiches lepsulo mimasayim ulamonim emona harezu bilasnus. So let's see how all these halachas that we spoke about all go into these words of a mayor, which are all tnai bezdin. Like we said, one of the halachas is that a woman can't be without a ksuva. Now mitzad the din d'oraisa, a woman could be without a ksuva. It's only a chiyuv that she was nischayev at the time of the suin. He became chayev to her.
But why can't he pay her off? Why can't she sell it? Midiraisa, he could. However, the Rabbanon, as we said, they wanted to be outstanding. They wanted the debt to be outstanding. They wanted to be a hindrance for him to give her a get. So therefore we say, even though mitzad b'chiyuv, as far as his liabilities, he would have been pater because she was mechlet, but you can't live without a ksuba. So that's also, that's in the call of purpose of psula, we want him to be with a ksuba. The same thing is true when she actually has a ksuba and she doesn't feel that she has a ksuba. So she thinks she doesn't have a ksuba. So there too, although she actually has a ksuba, so as far as the din d'oraisa, we're in the kind of din d'oraisa, there's a chiyuv. However, it won't have the desired effect, which Chazal wanted. The desired effect is that she should be secure. And therefore, if she's insecure, although she has a ksuba, but it's, the Chazal said, it's ki'ilu biosnus. And the same thing is true for the tnoim, which would work. Let's say we could say that actually he could be not mischayev to the ksuba, or he could make it with a tnai. Mitzad the tnai, could work. However, Chazal wanted that the ksuba be in this fashion, the vision that b'chshum often you shouldn't be able to become part of the ksuba. And therefore, what the words of Rameh called Pachas of Psuva Masa Mamona Mola Rezibilis Nus mean that's the transformation of the ksuba. The transformation of the ksuba from a deraisa, just a choyf, and this ksuva, which secures the marriage, so that is all in the Tanai Bezdin. And that's how we understood that, like, Kosel Ksuva Psula Gov Masayim Bamon Amonim, they shoot Tanai Bezdin. Rabbi Yehuda, although in certain things he will be married to a mayor, however, one thing we see, Rabbi Yehuda says that it's possible with a tnai to be memayit. In other words, if a person makes a tnai, if she's maskim, and it makes a tnai, I'm not sharing l'chai ksuba, then there is no ksuba. So therefore we see that Rabbi Yehuda, although he knows there's a tnai bestin, but it's possible for a situation to arise where we'll have a woman who won't have a ksuba. So therefore he obviously didn't take it as far, he didn't understand that the Tekanos of Kazal was so far to say that it's impossible to have a woman without a ksuba. However, therefore we said that he's, therefore we understood the Rebbe is going to be chalak on the Mishnah. Even where Lykos of Laksuva will also work, because Rebbe Yehuda held that it wasn't necessary for a woman to have a ksuva. Then the Gemara says at the end, no, it still only works, he has to be, at least he has to be mischayev of ksuva. And therefore, if she didn't raise kabalti, it won't work. But Rebbe Meir, we understood that all these halachas, that there must be a ksuva, and that it's impossible to be a ksuva. All of that says in the we learn all of that from the words of Rav Meir, Kalapachlo Psulu Masayam Amon Amon Arezi Bilas Nus, that Chazal didn't want under any circumstances that a woman should be without a ksuva, or should think that she's without a ksuva.